USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Pope Francis is calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza and the release of all Israeli hostages. The Pope's renewal of the call came during Sunday's Easter Mass. The Pontiff also speaking about other world events, including Ukraine, Haiti, Sudan, and other places experiencing turmoil. This, as we learned, the Israeli government was temporarily out of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's hands over the weekend as he underwent a hernia operation. The hernia reportedly uncovered Saturday during a routine checkup. Netanyahu's office saying Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Justice Yariv Levin temporarily took over Netanyahu's duties during the procedure. New York Congressman Mike Lawler says he's confident there will be a bill to help Ukraine coming out of the U.S. House soon. He told CNN's State of the Union Sunday he believes Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson understands the gravity of the situation.
I am confident that he is going to bring a bill to the floor. And that we will have a vote.
Conservatives in the House have said they want President Biden to reinstitute Trump-era border policy first. Interest rates not going to fall anytime soon, according to the chair of the Federal Reserve, USA's John Schaefer.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell stated that lowering interest rates would not be suitable until officials are assured that inflation is progressing toward the Fed's 2% target.
February is lower, but it's not as low as most of the good readings we got in the second half of last year.
Speaking from San Francisco Friday, Powell referenced the latest inflation data, which he indicated aligns with the central bank's projections.
President Biden visits Baltimore this week to meet with state and local officials involved in recovery efforts after the deadly bridge collapsed there. Biden pledging full federal support following the disaster last week. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Two people have been charged in connection with a fire that resulted in the death of a fire chief in North Carolina. Captain Ronnie Metcalf of the Lexington Fire Department passed away on Friday after sustaining burns covering 60% of his body a few days prior. The incident unfolded when firefighters responded to a house fire shortly after midnight on Tuesday. Seven juveniles are recovering from injuries sustained in a weekend shooting at an Indiana shopping mall. It happened Saturday night at a mall in Indianapolis, where six of the seven victims were reported to be hospitalized in stable condition. The Trump campaign looking to take in big money from Republican donors in Florida in the coming week. USA's Laura Winters reports.
Former President Trump is hoping to raise more money than President Biden did in New York at a huge upcoming fundraiser in Palm Beach on April 6th. The Biden campaign raising a record $25 million at the event at Radio City Music Hall. Trump says he hopes to raise more than $30 million at the party at Mar-a-Lago. Now, the fundraiser will be hosted by New York hedge fund billionaire John Paulson, who has been mentioned by Trump as a possible Treasury Secretary if he is elected in November.
Gypsy Rose Blanchard and her husband have separated. The 32-year-old woman convicted of orchestrating her mother's murder a decade ago. Blanchard deleted all of her public social media accounts earlier this month, but she used her private Facebook page to announce her split from her husband. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.